Nozir, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. Hareini Nozir ve'at. The husband, this is a hamshach of the Mishnah before, Hareini Nozir, he says, I'm a Nozir. Read this word ve'at with a question mark. Ve'at, how about you? Ve'omra amen. So she's being matvis onto his Nazirus, and now she's part of it. Mefer shalah, he could be mefer hers, because over here he never was mekayim her Nazirus. In the case of the previous Mishnah, we had where she says, Hareini Nazira, and he says, Vani, he's ratifying. By holding on to it, he's saying, yeah, I want your Nazirus. Here he's saying, me? What about you? He didn't say it. The question is not a question over here of will, of want. The question is, Ata Gezocht. Was he Mefer? Shtika could be a Kiyum, because Shtika is also a form of not saying something, is leaving it. But over here, he didn't say, he did not say. He asked her a question. So Mamele, he's left with a Kaya Chafar. He wasn't a Kaimit, so he could be Mefer. V'shaloi Kaim. Hareini Nazira. She says, I'm a Nazira. V'ato. V'oma Omen. And he yachal off it. Because over here, again, mamish the point that we just made. She's saying, and he's adding on to her, he's being Mekayim her Nazirus by grabbing onto it and saying, Omen, me as well. It's not an independent Kabbalah's Nazirus. It's only Biyachas to hers. That's called his Mekayim. Mishnah Gimel. Ha'isha she'nodra b'nozir. A woman that was nodra b'nozir. V'ha'yishoyse b'yayin u'metam l'meisim. Harezu sefeges aso aboyim. Chayra. She became a Nazira. She's being over Nazirus. And it's for them. She's being over Lav Deraisa. So the Gemara says, B'pashtus, the way we explained the previous Mishnah, that Hatoro is oike the nedalam afreya, haforo is megas gaiz, it only takes off the effectiveness of the neder mikano lahabo. But lamafreya, the neder was a neder. What we're talking about over here is the husband was mefer on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and she was oiver before that. She was oiver on chof ches adar. So memela, when he's mefer the neder, it only became batal mikano lahabo, chof ches adar. She was over. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. That's the only case that's a Chiddush in the Mishnah. If she was already Mefer, so L'chara after that, L'chara said Nitzorch L'fim. Of course, sorry, where he was Mefer before that, so Dalla Pashat, the Nether is not a Nether. And if he wasn't Mefer, Kipashat is a Mishnah, of course she would get Malkus. So the only case with his Epis of Chiddush is where he's Mefer afterwards, you would say that it's Lama Freya, Dos Alain State in the Mishnah, it's only Mekan Alaba, which is really the din that we've had in the previous Mishnah. Lamaisi, the Gemara does bring up another tzad. The Gemara entertains such a tzad, the Gemara brings Manda Omrim, that maybe Hafora is also works Lamafreya. So then you'll have to say, there's no big Chiddush in the Mishnah. You can't say the din is where he's Mefer, she's still over, because Lamaisi is Lamafreya Neka. So you'll have to say, the Chiddush in the Mishnah is only Otu the Sefer. What's the Sefer? Hefer lo Bailo. Let's say already was Mufa, that's Pashut, that she wasn't over, it was already Mufa. And Lamaisa, she's being over, she thinks she's being over in Averi Bishat Nefesh, Rachman Ol Tzlan. Lamaisa, there's no such Averi. The Chiddush over here is even not that, that's Pashut. The Torah says over here on this type of case where she doesn't know that the husband was already made for him, Pashas Nadar and Pashas Matas. The Torah says, Vashem Yislach Lo. She needs a kapora because she thought she was being over an Avera. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is coming to emphasize, that Lamaisa succumbs to a punishment. Makis Matas, it's not clear exactly how they give it. Makis Matas is Makis Darabonin. They beat her up as a deterrent, but it's not, doesn't have a number that's kavua. There's a few different types of corporal punishment that Sanhedrin could give. One is, of course, Malkus Arboim. One is Makis Mardus, which is for Durabonons, or Lav Shein Ben Maisa, Lav Anita Klase, that type of thing, or let's say a case like this. The other one is where a person is being forced to be Mekayim Mitzvah Yizmuchuy, State Makinoise Achetetze Nafshoy, as a method, a means of forcing him to do. That sounds more Chomer, Achetetze Nafshoy, but it's really not more Chomer, because they're only doing it as far as he doesn't break. So that's the din over here that's more in the Mishnah. What's interesting and bavust is a famous kasha that if every neder or nezirus will depend on being over the avera And if it's nekel amafreya, it comes out that even though b'shas ma'isa there was a neder there, but if afterwards there's a hatar or a hafar according to one tzad, it becomes ois l'mafreya, so l'cher there's no malchus. Im kain, how does a person ever get malchus? In Mishnah Mefuresh is that a person who's over a neder or nezirus gets malchus. You give hasra to a nozer, al tishtayayin, he gets malchus. How? Maybe he'll be shoyl afterwards, and if he's shoyl afterwards, it's called the hasra sofik. Hasra sofik l'cher is any case where the validity of the hasra and of the avera right now is not clear. So over here also, it could be that afterwards there's a she'ela, a hatorah, then l'mafre, it's nekam. So Tosis in Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel asked this kash over there, there's a she'ela of an eshtish that's mizana, and in certain cases we could be oikir the issues, called the Mekadosh at that, the Rabbanu Mekadosh after the fact. So okay, so how do you ever give a woman misa for being mizana? L'chayra, it could always be oikir the issues l'mafre. And the answer is, Tosis says, in Gittin that there's a roiv or a chazaka, that right now the person's keeping the neder. So right now, that's not called Asra Sabek. Taisa Makis says it a little bit differently. Taisa Makis more lumpish. That's not a chsor. Now, Asra Sabek is when something's hanging. A person makes a shvur that he's going to eat today, and they give him Asra in the middle of the day. You better eat, otherwise you're going to be over the shvur. So it's hanging, because he could eat till Seif Hayom. Right now is called Hasra's Vadai. It's a hanging Hasra. It's not a hanging Hasra. It could be that the situation will change because there'll be an Akir, but right now he was over. That's not called Asura Sovik. So if it turns out that he's not Shoyl, so then he's not Shoyl. So others raise the possibility, maybe that you'll say that once a person's over on the net, he did a Maisa Avera, so then the Torah didn't give an ability to be Akir L'mafreya. That needs support. It's not something that we have Mefurish and Mishnayis Nedarim. It could be argued. You could hear such a Mahalach, but it's not what the Tosfos says.